Lady Boss Coach Angela here, and I am so excited to be sharing with all of you ladies just a deeper version of who I am outside of being a Lady Boss Coach, the things that have driven me to become the coach that I am, and also the obstacles that I've faced in my life to get right to this point where I'm able to lead you. So today we're going to be speaking about mindful or mindless eating. So just to give you a little backdrop on the story, I was someone that dealt with anorexia and bulimia, both at a very young age, trying to compromise for some of the athletic strains that I was putting on myself, working out five hours a day, not being able to really take a look at what nutrition was doing, and I ran myself into the ground. Literally, I fed myself to make other people happy because that was the only way I had control, and I gave up food to make other people happy because that was, again, the only way that I had control. You know, and looking at it now, ladies, I want to really be able to invite you into the mindset of being fulfilled when you have your food, being fueled instead of just filled. And there's the difference between mindless and mindful eating. So I want you to think of our stomachs and our bodies and our emotions and our feelings and how great our emotions are when they're working for the positive. But I want you to think about how strenuous and negative those emotions can also feel. And we have the need, whether it's on a positive or a negative, to want to indulge ourselves with food. And that's where that mindless eating comes in. So if the emotion is happy, for example, we'll sometimes sit at the table, we'll be hanging out with our friends, our loved ones during the holiday, birthdays, and everything. And we start to just eat. It's maybe that happiness has come around. We're finally sitting down for the first time in the day and we get a chance to just enjoy ourselves. But instead of us enjoying the people around us, we're enjoying the meals and we're feeling the emotion of that uncontrol that might have faced us days before. Now on the negative side, same thing. We can sit down feeling very sorry, having a terrible day. Maybe the boss got at us. Maybe the kids are going crazy. Maybe you and your husband aren't doing as well. And we want to fill ourselves up with comfort. And that food sometimes is a way of finding control when there is none. So again, that mindless eating comes into place when we're feeling that emotion. And by the time we stop, we're full. And we're not full of greatness. We're not full of great things that we've told ourselves. We're not full of those amazing fueled products. We're full of things that have what? Kept us caged, that now make us feel bad, that sometimes for me made me want to get rid of those things. But I want to tell you, when we become more mindful when we eat, and we find out that eating is the time that we get to actually have a date with ourselves. We're sitting down to provide ourselves with a nutritious meal. And I try to think, when I am eating, I am fully engaged and I'm present with my meal. Because if I'm not present with my meals, I'm present with my emotion, whether they be good or bad. We will follow people that are around us chasing positive emotions that they're bringing to us. They say, girl, you can do it. I wouldn't worry about it. Look at how great you look. And we follow that positivity. We say, hey, we can do this, right? But we're the ones feeling sorry on the other side of it. Same thing when those negative emotions come. We can tell ourselves, hey, we can't get control here. Just have this. It's okay. You won't feel bad about it, but we always do. So mindfulness is sitting down, taking those few deep breaths before you even have your food, and you really show yourself gratitude. And it gives you a chance to look down at that plate and think, what is this plate of food going to do for me? Am I sitting here because I have nothing else that I'm doing, that I should be doing to be positive? Maybe we're just filling a void. Are there something else you should be doing? Should your food be being prepped? Is your kitchen clean? Has your fitness been done? Have you drank your water for the day? Sometimes I'm thinking about answering those questions prior to having those meals that don't do anything for me. Another thing, ladies, I want you to think about is having something before you ingest that meal so that it doesn't just become fork to face, and you lose that track of time. You lose that track of where we're at. I use green tea. Whether I'm having green tea or I'm having a cup of water, I think about having that water, ingesting it, allowing it to fill me, and then putting positive food on top of it. And I end with that water as well. So after I have about 4 or 5 bites of food, again, I set my mindset to have my drink of water. If you can sit down and you can think of how your meal is going to reflect in your life, we look at it as having purpose. If we're not able to reflect with our meals, they don't lead us to a place where we feel positive. They have no nutritional gain. They leave us feeling empty. As full as we may be after a meal that has brought us down, we can still leave the table feeling empty. So I really, really want to be able to help you ladies turn around mindless eating and make it meaningful. Turn around those ways that we feel like we're wasting away plate after plate and give yourself the knowledge to learn and grow. So right now I have one small thing that I would love for you ladies to do. I want you to get a mason jar as soon as you can. And if right now you're using food to fill you rather than fuel you, I want you to think about the triggers that are leading you to that plate. What is leading you to that cabinet at night? What's waking you up and calling your name? What is it? Ice cream. If it is, write ice cream. I want you to turn around on the other side of that piece of paper. And I want it to be small pieces of paper. I only want you to write one word for what the food is you want and what the placement of the emotion is behind it. Is it stress? Is it feeling tired? And I want you to take a little match, light that up and put it in that jar and let that go away. I want us to take away the feeling that mindless eating does to us. And I want us to place meaningfulness there. When you burn that up, know that, you know, it won't be if I'm going to have the food again. It's when I want to have the food again. And being stronger every time you approach that plate, every time you approach that cheat day, every time you approach your cabinet, even when those feelings come up, not feeling bad because they're there, but resonating and finding the tools to make it work for you. To say, you know what? I want bad, but I'm going to give me good. If you feed you what is direct and perfect for you, you're going to feel it. You're going to know it. And every time you do it, you step closer and closer in the light of being exactly who you want to be, which is strong, which is intelligent, which is meaningful. So make sure that we're not mindlessly eating, but we're mindfully eating, that we're thinking about how each and every day is so very important. And each and every meal that we make creates our day. It gives us the energy. It gives us the strength. It gives us the mindset. It sets us free into the world, being strong, being healthy, and knowing that we can get and receive every blessing that we accept in life. So ladies, I thank you so much today for listening to my very first podcast on mindful or mindless eating. Which one will you choose? Have a great one.